every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about some exciting things and about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. It's extremely important, you know, like we talked about here in Romans chapter 8, that it says that Paul became persuaded, that he was persuaded about the love of God. A lot of what we're trying to do is persuade you, just like we've had to persuade myself, and I still persuade myself, about how much God loves you. So a lot of times when you're hearing this, if it boggles your head, again, go to the website at KurtOwen.com and get your Bible out. Go through everything with us. Get into a good church that teaches about the love of God to consistently be persuading you about the love of God. And if you go to KurtOwen.com, you can also sign up. We have a free gift for you, which is our daily devotional. It takes about 90 seconds a day, and it's got some practical applications, but it's specifically geared towards getting you persuaded about how much God loves you. Now, we've been here again, because remember, going back to 1 John chapter 4, there's knowing and believing the love that God has for you. It's not enough just to know about the love of God. You actually have to believe it. And so I think today is our 120th broadcast. Is that correct? So, and again, I want to thank all of you all for inviting us into our home. Like I've been saying for the last couple days, we had one of our partners come in and sponsor this through the first 120 broadcasts. And after that, we're not sure what's going to happen. Now, we're not going to stop the broadcast till we finish the subject. But you all need to be in agreement with us. We want to be a good steward of the Lord's resources and whichever way is the best way to help people. But I do want you to know that we're extremely grateful that you've taken this opportunity to listen to the Word of God with us and to share these things. And thank you so much for just honoring us with that opportunity. But I want to get into this today. Says here in verse 31, Romans 8:31, what shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now again, just the concept of God being for you can be so foreign to people's thinking that as though He's up there and He's just doing whatever He wants. No, He's for you. He wants to help you. And He makes it clear exactly how for you He is. Says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? In other words, if He gave you Jesus, come on, what's He going to withhold from you now? He didn't spare His own Son. If He didn't withhold that, is He really going to withhold healing? Is He really going to withhold finances? Is He really going to withhold the knowledge of His will for your life? Come on, that is completely crazy that He would do that. In fact, He says here that with Jesus, He's also going to freely give us all things. Now, again, you receiving from God is not on the basis of what you do. It's on the basis of what Jesus has done for you. Jesus purchased, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, in Deuteronomy 28, it talked about how if you observe to do all these things that is written herein, that these blessings should come upon you. For the New Testament, we should read that like this. Jesus observed and did all these things and purchased these blessings for us. Therefore, these blessings have come upon us through Jesus. That's the way that should be looked at for us, because Jesus is the one that has freely given us all these things. Now, it goes on here, and people say, yeah, but you got to understand, you know, if you mess up, okay, well, what if you mess up? Because the next verse says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. What? What do you mean that God is going to withhold from you now because you've made a mistake? God is in love with you. He's for you. God is not the one charging you. He's not the one sitting there beating up on you, wanting to constantly remind you of your faults and failures. Is he going to bring the charge? Why would he do that? It's God that justifies. It's God that justifies. God justified you. Now, this is interesting because it says that he is the one that justified, not you justifying you. Think about this. God is so for you, so committed to your good. When he realized you could not justify yourself, he justified you for you. He did it through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is awesome. That you are justified right now. It is God who justifies. It's not you. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Notice there that if you're receiving a charge, it's not by him, and that you are God's elect. But it can't be God bringing the charge because he's the one doing the justification. Here's a truth. They don't let the prosecutor and the defense attorney be the same person. There's a conflict of interest. You have a defense attorney. You have not more than just a defense attorney. You have the one that paid the penalty for all of your transgressions, that did everything necessary to justify you. And it was Almighty God who did it. And why did he do it? Because he's in love with you. He's for you. You are justified. No, I'm not. I'm not. Why do you say that? Well, because I've done this. Yeah, but this isn't a you story. This is a Jesus story. This is about what Jesus has done for you. And if you think God is withholding from you, why? Well, I've done this. But it's God who justifies. It's God that justified you. He wanted to justify you. There's a reason the scripture says, I am who blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake. Not your own sake, but for his own sake. Why? Because he was in love and he wanted to bless you. He wanted to do good to you. He is the one that's justifying you. Why do you think God is against you? Why would you ever think God was against you? He did not even spare Jesus. It is God that has justified you, that has paid the penalty. And I like how it goes on even further. It says, it is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for you. So all this condemnation you're feeling, and if people have tried to do it to you, it's not God. God is not condemning you. It can't be, because he was the one. He is so far from condemning you, he's actually sitting at the right hand making intercession for you. That is the complete opposite of beating you up and condemning you. Now notice here the progression. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is not Christ. Because Christ, if he wanted you condemned, he would have just left you in your sin. But he died for you, paid the price for you, and then rose from the dead. The scripture says, for your justification. Another translation that I love, it says, when your acquittal was secure, Christ rose from the dead. When you were free, when your penalty was paid, and technically Isaiah says it was paid twice over. When that was done, he rose from the dead. And what did he do immediately? Did he show up to try to put you down and point out every mistake you'd ever made? Nope. He's in love with you. He raised from the dead, went and sat at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and immediately said, now let's talk about them. Let's talk about how much you love them. Let's talk about what I've done for them. Let's talk about the fact that my blood is on the heavenly mercy seat, and it is though their sin never existed. He's making intercessions for you. You know, a lot of people, when they pray, they act as though they have to convince God to help, and yet it was him that justified. It was him that died. It was him that paid the price. It is him that rose from the dead for your justification. It is him that sits at the right hand of the God making intercession for you. Why do you think God is your problem? Why do you think you have to convince God to help if he's already done this? Come on now. Everything is about his love for you. He saw you it messed up. He paid the price to justify you. He gave the very best he had for you. Right? And that, and then after he paid the price, after he could have said, hey, you're on your own now, he says, no, I tell you what, I'm going up to heaven to make intercession for you. And he, by the way, even though, I'll explain this about authority. A lot of times people talk like our dead loved ones are up there in heaven in Jesus' face. No, they're not. They have no authority to do that. Your body is your authority in this earth. When you lose this body, you lose authority. But Jesus didn't lose his body. Well, he did for a short period of time, but he came by, picked it up again, and brought it up there. Jesus is the only one that has the right to make intercession for you in heaven because he still has his body, and he is your advocate, and he is your mediator. And there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus. And he is there representing you because he loves you. Besides that, the Father's not against you anyway. It was him that justified you. He's in love with you. God is for you. This condemnation that you're feeling, well, I know for a fact God spoke to me and told me what a dog I was. Wasn't God. Wasn't God. Yes, it was. No, I have no doubt you heard something. I'm just telling you it wasn't God. Because we get our doctrine from Jesus, and if God was ever going to condemn anybody, it would have been the woman caught in adultery in the very act, and we've already covered that. He would have looked at her and said, you horrible woman, you terrible thing, you are such a dog, it's only because of my mercy that you're here, and he didn't. He looked at her and he loved her, and the love compelled her to come to his goodness and to call him Lord. And then not to run off after her accusers had run off. It is God who justifies. It is Jesus who paid the price. It is Jesus that is for you. Listen to Michael. Michael's got some important announcements. Get into a good church that teaches you this. And never forget, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.